This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It is Wednesday, so that means we are talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, which they got a special thing going on. So if you will, Stephen, please take it away.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure being here again. We're going to start by introducing Fox News last night, which had a number of very interesting stories, which segue smoothly into what we talked about last week on your program. A question of fake news and sedition. Sean Hannity's segments, Holding Them Accountable, and The Deep State of Reckoning, introduced the numerous cover-ups involving Hillary Clinton, the Pfizer abuses, FBI, the Russian dossier, and the Mueller report. And while we have many things that need to be addressed by Congress to better the economy of our country, to improve health care and our infrastructure, deal with illegal immigration, crime, and terrorism, and so forth, most Democrats just keep obstructing everything President Donald Trump is trying to do. It's because of their bitter hatred of him, period. Now, this obstruction by the Democrats, calling for more and more and more investigations of President Trump and his administration, are hurting us, all of us, and our nation. They are halting progress, and they are a total waste of taxpayer dollars. All of this obstruction cannot continue. A major part of the problem is due to the fact that the mainstream media is not reporting news as journalists should, in a non-biased manner. They are not impartial. They are extremely prejudiced. They are constantly dominating the news we get on the radio, in print, and on television with fake news. We clearly see this if we compare the news on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and the like to that of Fox News. The mainstream media dictates its narrative to advance its cause. So, for example, if you want to know what law enforcement, sheriffs, and federal agents actually said about the danger and criminal attacks they are experiencing by the influx of the thousands of illegal immigrants coming into our country through the U.S.-Mexican border, you're going to get totally different stories, or perhaps no story at all. And this is a big problem, because we depend on news for information to make our decisions. And what we're getting is total propaganda. If you want to know how many times an honest, law-abiding gun owner uses his or her gun in self-defense to save innocent lives, you're not going to hear or read about it from the mainstream media. What you're going to hear instead is that guns kill, guns are bad, we need more gun control. And millions of our taxpayer dollars are spent by government-sponsored academic studies conducted by the biased organizations against the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. These are just a few examples that I'm mentioning. And equally alarming is what is going on in our schools at all levels. Many public schools today in our country no longer display the American flag in classrooms. We know this. The Pledge of Allegiance is no longer said. We know this. American history is being distorted, and the Constitution is not being taught. Instead of teaching reverence and respect for our democratic republic, students are being fed socialist progressive ideas, certainly a dire hatred against Trump and against the concept of making America great. A perfect example of this true story Fox News brought to life last night after Hannity's coverage, nowhere to be heard on CNN. On the Ingram angle, Bella Moscato, a sixth grader, an 11-year-old girl, was told by her teacher that she couldn't pick Donald Trump as her hero for her school project report because Trump spreads negativity and says bad stuff against women. She was told to pick someone else as a hero and that Barack Obama was fine. It was a great choice. It was someone else's hero, not hers. The girl was very upset and told her parents, who both stood behind her choice to report on Trump, and they got together. They made a major issue at the school. This incident went viral. You can check it out on the internet. And this is why all of us have to be ever vigilant and active. What's happening here is absolutely despicable. This is why Roger and I are questioning just how far the First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech and of the press. Does what they're doing border on sedition? Can they be allowed to continue their attempts to put down our president? Can the press expect First Amendment rights only when it applies to them, but advocate against free speech rights and others when it differs from their agenda? These are the questions, and they're alarming questions, and we hope to do a great job in discussing them tonight on your program.
Okay, well, let's certainly do that. Now, you've got to take off, yeah?
Yeah, I have to entertain some friends that we met in Mendoza, Argentina. And then next week we've got a fellow coming in from Lima, Peru. But that is not, excuse me from at least having something to say on your program, right?
Sure, absolutely. So.
I thank you, Bill, and I welcome the opportunity. And I hope this is just a springboard to where we're going to go in the future, because I was shocked last night when I saw the Ingram angle and I heard about this 11-year-old girl. And Roger and I are former teachers as well. This is just, it's gone too far. It's gone absolutely too far. And this scenario could have went many different ways. What if the girl buckled under pressure and picked a person's hero? What if the girl didn't go home and tell her parents what the teacher made her do? What if the parents didn't back up their daughter and go to the school principal and superintendent and make a stink about it? And what about the students' First Amendment rights? So this is just one example. I'm sure this is happening thousands upon thousands of times in America and going unanswered. And of course, the mainstream media, just like they do when a good guy uses a gun for self-defense, you never hear about it. That's why we need to talk about it.
Yeah, well, that's a thing that we do on a regular basis here, so we can certainly do that. We're coming up on the first break. Arbalest Quarrel, of course, is you can find everything they do and write at arbalestquarrel.com. Also as featured writers at ammoland.com and thetruthaboutguns.com. So it continues to spread out. Now, when we get back, I guess, Roger, you're going to take that over at that point?
Yes, I will, Bill.
Okay.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, sir. And, Roger, you better go ahead and start gargling. get ready to roll. Get ready to rumble, if you will.
So, all right.
Matt, when we get back, is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now we are talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, and we will now get into where we were coming, which we were sort of talking about this last week. So please, sir.
Okay, Bill. Actually, there was a couple points that Stephen raised. We'll get to that. But you did ask very specifically, and it was predicated on a case that I had cited going
right
back to 1800. It was, let me get it here. U.S. versus where an individual had made defamatory statements against the president at the time, John Adams. He was found guilty. He had to pay a fine, and he ended up in prison for 6 months. And as a result of that, you had asked very specifically, is the press today advocating violence? And if so, is it time to rein in the press? And do we have the legal means to do it? Well, back
right
in 1800, it was the courts were able to do that because there was a specific act against libelous sedition. Actually, the correct title of that act, and it came out in 1798, actually only 8 years after the United States Constitution was ratified by the 9 of 13 states, and the last one to ratify it was Rhode Island. But it was called the Alien Friends Act of 1798. And what's interesting about it, if you read it, it's really talking about aliens and the fact that you could have an undercurrent of individuals in society that wish to take down that society. And in a very real sense, I think that is happening today. But let's get back to the press. And to talk about the press, we still, the first thing we have to do is talk about the First Amendment. And the First Amendment says, in principal part, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Now, there's the three important segments of that. One, about the fact that Congress shall be prohibited in enacting a law to prohibit the press, to abridge the freedom of press, and also to abridge the freedom of speech. But, of course, we have seen Congress doing just that. And so there's been a tension almost from the very beginning of the birth of the nation and the ratification of our Constitution, with the last part of it, the Bill of Rights, which the anti-federalists insisted must become a part of it. We had that, and then we had the tension, because we saw that the Federalists at that time were very concerned that you could have a free-reigning press that could actually perhaps advocate violence against this new central government. And then you had Jefferson. Now, it's a curious thing. Jefferson was the third president of the United States, coming on the heels of John Adams. And it was right after he became president that he made sure that the First Sedition Act of 1798 would be repealed, because he believed that there should be a free press. The press should have free rein to say and advocate whatever it wishes to say and advocate. And why is that? Well, it's predicated on the notion that without a free press, you can have a government that could devolve into autocracy, into a totalitarian state, to tyranny. And that, of course, is what they've been saying all along. But is that really true? There's a separate question whether the press is really part of the freedom of speech or a separate aspect of it. Now, some would say that it must be something different than the speech that exists in the people themselves. Otherwise, it would simply be redundant. And, of course, those that work for the major broadcasting station, cable news, the major newspapers,
they would argue that, well, yes, there is a difference between the press, freedom of the press as included in the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, and freedom of speech. And, of course, as we see attempts today, so far no enacted law, but we're going in that direction. We see attempts today to rein in freedom of speech, so-called hate speech. Just the other day, in reference to that, I want to mention it. There was, along with a Barr's testimony before, I believe, the Judiciary Committee, as to the budget for the Department of Justice, which also, well, but more importantly, actually, to the public, was the question about when Barr would release a report and how much of Mueller's report he would release. And he talked about that. But unbeknownst to many, there was another, judiciary hearing that took place. Chairman Nadler, the Democratic Party chairman of the Judiciary Committee, held a hearing on the notion of hate speech, specifically hate speech devoted to white nationalism. And it was very interesting. I was hoping to get it on Spectrum, my cable network, and for some reason I didn't see it, and I thought that was a bit odd. I could pick it up on the internet, but I could not see it on television. And there was a reason for that, because they had a party there, and Candace Owens, who is a black conservative, very articulate, who basically took Jerry Nadler's committee to task for talking about so-called hate speech coming from one side. And she said, well, what about hate speech coming from the left? What about hate speech coming from Antifa, from communists? We might add from Islamic radicals.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. Sure. So when we get back, we'll keep on working on the hate speech angle of it things. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com, amoland.com, and thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr at a Senate hearing drops a bombshell regarding the Obama administration and the 2016 Trump campaign.
I think there's spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Barr says he's looking into whether the FBI and other agencies were surveilling the 2016 Trump campaign.
Congress is usually very concerned about intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies staying in their proper lane, and I want to make sure that happened. We have a lot of rules about that.
President Trump says illegal immigrants are dying after crossing the border into the United States. During a roundtable discussion with supporters in San Antonio today, Trump says he's hearing incredible stories about dangerous criminals threatening border area residents.
I had no idea. Nobody has any idea how bad this is, and this has been going on for many years.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.
Well, you know, the binary trigger, the Reformation line, the Providence line, that's all there. Go check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. Now, I want to ask you a question while we're getting all of this historical context and everything. I want to get to this before we run out of time. I want to know if we were to go after them here now, 2019, what that would look like. So, get me there before we quit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get me there before the end of the hour, if you will. But please continue.
I'll try. And maybe this helps. Let's start with this. Suppose the New York Times says, or the Washington Post, take your pick, says, we need to take down the president. We need to take down President Trump. We need to do it now. We got to do it, whatever it takes. Well, I would say that the press has been really saying that all along. It's been attempting to do that all along. And I would point out that, and I was very surprised. I didn't see the news last night, at least the latest news that Stephen reported regarding this little girl that in class, apparently the assignment was, please write on someone you admire. And it would be uncommon, really, if a one student or more would not say, well, I want to write about the President of the United States as he's the individual I most admire. And here you have a teacher that's basically saying, oh, you can't do that. That's absolutely repulsive. I think for one moment that if Obama was president, And a student said, you know what, I want to write about Obama. As I admire him. I think he's a great president. And the teacher said, oh, no, no, he's no good. You can't do that. Just imagine all hell would break loose. So what is it today that it's almost a sense of normality that we have here, that people from the press on down can say and do anything that targets the president. In the past, when we did have a sedition clause, and this goes to your question, can we do anything? The Alien Friends Act of 1798, which would have been, if it were still in force, would have actually muzzled New York Times and Washington Post, and rightfully so. We also have the Espionage Act of 1921. But that, too, was repealed. That came on the heels of the First World War. And in respect to individuals, aliens, or Americans who would be talking against the government's war effort. And then in 1940, we have the Alien Registration Act, or the Smith Act, which actually was curious. It has been used back in 41 and 44 against leaders of the Communist Party and leaders of the American Socialist Workers Party. But it hasn't been used recently. I suppose one of the reasons for that is, well, you've got essentially the Communist, or at least some members of the Communist Party, and some socialists in the Democratic Party. So how are you going to take action against them? Well, you can impeach, I suppose, Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and a few of the more recent people, and perhaps we should. But actually, the Alien Registration Act, or Smith Act, falls under the Immigration Code, 8 U.S.C. Section 1302. And it says it shall be the duty of every alien now or hereafter in the U.S. who is 14 years of age or older to register, which means that that person, their whereabouts, their existence in the country must be documented, and they must be fingerprinted. That curiously has not been enforced, is not that curious. But the fact is, what can we do? And we probably can do very little. But I think if we consider the situation, how serious it really is, because we're in the first time, I would say, in a modern history, if ever, that we have a situation where the press is saying basically that they're going to protect us from the evils of a tyrannical government. But the question that I have, and which I think is really rhetorical, at least for you and for your listeners, and for any right-thinking American, is that the real threat is not the president at all. The president, President Trump, was popularly, legitimately elected. I voted for him, and many, many people did. And our Electoral College, fortunately, that the founders of our nation, the framers of our Constitution, saw the need for that would prevent someone being elected that represents the interests of the most radical people in our society, those that live in California, New York, New Jersey, Hawaii, and Illinois. But that would have been the case. We would have had Clinton. We would have had a very different country. But nonetheless, this is where we're at. We have really many, many people in this country that are trying to protect the president. Why? Because we believe that the president, President Trump, is actually attempting to protect us, to protect our nation, to protect our Constitution, to protect our Bill of Rights. And we see that the New York Times and the Washington Post and MSNBC, CNN, and who else, wishes to basically rewrite the Constitution, to change the nation, and argue that what they tend to do to put in its place would be better off for everyone. I remember some time ago, Bill, you had asked, even before you asked, what can we do about reining in the press, really what it gets down to. Are we in the midst of a civil war? Well, certainly in the border states, during the American Civil War, we saw cousin against cousin. We saw father against son. We saw brother against brother. And we see that now. I myself have to tell you that I've lost friends. That's never happened before. They detest me now because I happen to espouse a particular attitude toward the nation that's respectful of the Bill of Rights, that's respectful of the presence of the United States.
But we're headed into the break, but what I would say is this. I've looked at this very carefully, and I've looked at the kind of rules that we operate under as Second Amendment advocates, and I'm about to throw a monkey wrench in the common think when we get back. And I want your opinion of this.
Sure.
If you'd be so kind to give it to me. ArbalestQuarrel.com. This is where you can find us that Roger's talking about, as well as Amoland.com and The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, talking about the press. Now, this is going to be a little Q&A, so stick with me on this one. Now, the press in 2016 had done everything. I mean, they'd already pre-printed magazines with Hillary Clinton on the cover saying, "The first female president is elected." I'd love to know how much they lost on that. They did everything but the coronation that happened prior to, November 7th, November 8th, whatever day it was. All that happened, and yet, despite that, despite the blue wall of the states that normally just go Democrat and all this other stuff, despite what the press was saying, despite what everybody was saying, despite what a few people on Trump's side probably thought, that's not the way that worked out. That was an encouraging moment for me. So let's segue now. Now, Trump right now is enjoying 53% favorable ratings. And yes, he is being attacked every chance he gets. And I agree with you that something should be done about it. But in this particular case, I look at another thing. Everybody I know in the Second Amendment advocacy gets out there and says, we should not give the name of the rampage killers out, because that gives them publicity and notoriety, and that's what they crave. I don't agree with that, so I give the name out, because they deserve the blame. They deserve the damnation of it all. But sure. by the same token, while we're sitting around and being concerned about the press and everything else, the press, how relevant are they really to current events? You got 60-some-odd% of the people that want the border closed, despite the fact that we're Cajun kids and we're separating families and all this other stuff like that. Never happens here daily. When parents go to jail here that are Americans, we don't, you know, we send the kids to jail with them to keep the family together. I know that happens all the time. My question becomes, given some of the things that are happening, it comes down to, do we want to look at the guy that is driving down the street recklessly and dangerously, and that's the press, they're doing something reckless and dangerous and illegal, or are we going to be more concerned with the guy that's beating up this old man right here in front of us? Which one are we going to concentrate on? Where are we going to put our priority? Because the press right now, the only reason the press is relevant is because of the internet. If there was no internet, they would be dead. They would be out of business right now. We'd all be watching reruns of Howdy Doody during news time. Now, but you are correct. They are not only just being they're being malfeasant, and they do it. They're doing it with a totalitarian bent, because they want to tell us what our opinion's going to be, and they want to tell us what we need to know, and they want to defend us from us. Except they tried to do that in 2016, and look how that worked out for them.
Yeah, well, it is refreshing when you think about it, Bill, that people in this country, still there's enough of us that think for ourselves and won't be taken in. And it's not easy either. I want to point out why it is difficult, though, to go after the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, all of them. There was a case in 1964, New York Times versus Sullivan. There, the Supreme Court defined a constitutional privilege intended to free criticism of public officials from the restraints imposed by the common law of defamation. What that comes down to is this. In order to bring an action that would stick against a company like the New York Times that goes off half-cocked to say whatever essentially the hell it wants to say, is that the statement has to be false. It has to be defamatory. That is obviously an attempt to bring a disrepute on the reputation of an individual. And it has to be delivered with malice. I think all that is probably true, if not in any particular remark. If you look at the sum total of what we see on cable news and on the New York Times and the Washington Post, it's very clear that there's a narrative. It's a false narrative. It's a defamatory narrative. And it is delivered with malice. Curiously, there's never been a case brought against the New York Times. But let me bring this up to you, because I find it pretty interesting. You recall the situation with this young child, well, not a child, but a young man, a teenager. This his name was, what, Nicholas Sandman? And he happened to be demeaned, basically, by the press for supposedly being obnoxious to a Native American. And a lawsuit has been filed against the newspapers, against the cable companies, specifically against the Washington Post, which is owned by Jeff Bezos, who happens to be the wealthiest man in the world, and sure, to weather any storm. But it'll be an interesting case, because this individual is obviously not a public official. However, there's been cases since the New York Sullivan case that basically say, well, if an individual's in the public eye, that's enough. So even if the remarks against them are scathing, still the press is protected. So they are able to get a lot away with a lot. And then you have to consider, too, Bill, that they are protected by very, very powerful individuals in government, both in the legislature, in the executive branch of government, and I dare say, unfortunately, in the judicial branch with the left wing of the U.S. Supreme Court. And so they are getting away with murder. And the only thing that really protects us is the critical faculty of individuals to tune out the garbage they hear, because we see that it becomes more and more pervasive and more ridiculous as time goes on. We also see that, yes, it's not a manufactured crisis at the border. When you have 100,000 people, at least that the government knows about, that are coming into this nation illegally, and just imagine how many hundreds and thousands of those that could not be caught. And you have a government that basically says, oh, well, it's fine, just let them in. We are looking at literally a breakdown of the entire structure, framework of our Constitution, of our national Constitution, our free republic.
Right.
And the only one that stops, that stands in the way of this juggernaut is the President of the United States, who happened to be popularly elected. And yet, the people that voted for him are as attacked as much as he is. And that's the paradox that we have, that the press that supposedly has Jefferson's. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we're about to run out of time, but when we get attacked, okay, if somebody attacked me in a real way because I voted for Trump, I would be in the news. Trust me on that one. Trust me on that one. They can say whatever they want. Sticks and stones don't bother me, Roger. Arbalestquarrel.com. Check them out there. Also, as featured writers at Amoland.com and thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate
all right.
It.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.